I don't wanna be the boy that runs in the back. I don't wanna be the kid that falls in the dark. All I really want to be is the guy that gets that girl.
Welcome to the AJ Steele Show. We discuss politics, sex, money, and everything in between. And now, here's your host, an immigrant, a self-made millionaire, an American, AJ Steele.
Everything I say and do, I'm just not good. Welcome to the AJ Steele Show. I am so sad for our country. My heart breaks because of all the evil shooters who attack innocent civilians who are going about living their lives. Before we get to recriminations, I want to remind everyone that one of the killers was an avowed extreme liberal socialist, and the other is so-called confused white nationalist. I also want to remind all Americans not to let these murderers bring us down. This horrible event was terrible for the victims and their families in our great country. But America is still strong. It is still just. And we should continue to embrace freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, and the freedom to express different ideas. But what is behind the anger in our country? It's not about white supremacy or about socialism. It's about regular middle-class Americans feeling squeezed and belittled while the rich get richer and more powerful. And it's also about illegal aliens who broke the law coming here, getting money and benefits handed to them on a silver platter. These issues bring marginal, mentally deranged individuals to a boil, which is expressed in a whirlwind of violence. A few hours after the first massacre, I wrote this on my Twitter account, which is at AJ Steele Show. I blame the shooter. I blame psychiatry and drugs. I blame the hateful, divisive Democratic Party and the greedy swamp Republicans for selling us out. And I blame the media for constantly vilifying and marginalizing decent white Americans and ignoring their struggles, contributions, and rights. God bless the victims. What I didn't mention in my tweet was the fact that I also blame the internet. But not in the way that most people would expect. I blame it for perpetuating loneliness and lack of human connection, and the fact that it only promotes extremes, not the middle ground. It is a lot easier to be hateful or unforgiving when you're on the internet, as opposed to when you socialize or hang out with different people, even ones you may disagree with. Now, I don't buy the blame game on Hollywood violence and idiotic video games, but I do blame them for their destruction of morality and the belittling of white men and religion. I also had a chance to read the purported manifesto of the insane Walmart shooter, and I was surprised to find some points that were very lucid and very succinct, coupled with other points that showed his hatred and bloodlust. To me, he is not a member of any political party. Reading his manifesto showed me his admiration of talking points from both sides. But I can't completely dismiss all of his angry notions just because he did such an evil, inhumane thing. And so in today's show, we will be discussing how we got to this point that so many young men feel rage to the point of killing children, women, and other men. And in the process, how we are losing all sense of a United States of America. We're also going to discuss the push by the media and the liberals to use these horrible events to try to silence any thoughts you might have against illegal immigration. According to these media jerks, anyone against illegal immigration is now complicit in its murderous acts. But they're wrong. We're not going to be silenced. The truth is still the truth, and no amount of posturing by the sink offense in the media will change that. Before we go on our first break, I would like to remind each and every one of you listeners and fans to subscribe to our podcast and spread the word to all of your friends, liberal and conservative. We are now available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio Podcasts, and TuneIn, amongst many others. The AJ Steele Show continues to grow, and our last two episodes did so well that they beat some major mainstream media podcasts. We actually beat Face the Nation, The View podcast, we even beat the podcast of the CBS Evening News, Dr. Phil. Can you believe we beat Dr. Phil podcast? We beat that crook Brian Williams on MSNBC, and we beat CNN's Fareed Zakaria's GPS. Not bad for an immigrant who came here with nothing. Not bad for an immigrant who loves America with all of his heart. This is the AJ Steele Show. We will be right back with a great episode. All I really want
to be is the guy that gets the girl. The AJ Steele Show. Think of your loudmouth best friend, hated by all the wives, because he tells it just like it is. Finally see your love
belongs to me. Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. We're talking about the two horrific shootings in Ohio and in Texas. And it's very difficult for me. I don't know where to start. But I guess I have to start by blaming the shooters. We can get into the reasons why he did what he did or why they did what they did. But really, it starts and ends with those deranged individuals, the shooters. Two young guys who decided to go into either a bar or a Walmart and just kill people because they're so miserable, because they're so hate-filled, because they feel that there's no way out. But it all starts somewhere else, too. The shooter is the one that pulled the trigger. Not the gun, not the media, not the Democrats, not the Republicans. But on some level, we're all complicit. I think it starts very, very early. The complete vilifying of young white males. Actually, I shouldn't even say white males. I should say males in general. Men just don't get any kind of respect these days. Think about it. From the age of 5, we're told to not behave in a way that is dominant or domineering over women or little girls. We can't be rude. We can't fight. We can't wrestle. We can't play rough games. They tell us don't play football anymore. You know, in some schools, like schools here in Marin County where I live, they won't even let you play dodgeball anymore. So in some ways, this feminism or this new alt-reality of our society, this liberal society, wants to remove the M from the word male. They want to destroy any kind of a natural impulse of a male that comes from genetics, things like how we're born, the kind of physicality that we have, and also from just simple stuff like our hormones, testosterone, things like that. We are made to be aggressive. Males are born to be men. And there's nothing wrong with that. And no amount of pushing us and no amount of beating up on us is going to change that. A boy wants to be a boy unless there's something wrong with him. And a girl wants to be a girl unless there's something wrong with her. And it's a beautiful thing. It's the way of life. It's the way of procreation. It's the way of the Bible, if you want to get into that part. But really, it's just a natural thing. Boys are rougher. Boys are more aggressive. Boys like girls. And believe it or not, girls, normal girls that is, like boys right back. But all your life, you're being hit with this stuff. Don't be a chauvinist. Don't be a pig. Don't be aggressive. And you know, this stuff keeps going on and on to the point that all these boys, who later become young men and even older men later, they feel repressed. It's like their own instincts are completely repressed. They can't be what they were made to be. And this anger builds. So they take it out on different things. Things like video games. Things like violent, aggressive music. Aggressive behavior. And yet most of them don't go around and start shooting things. It's not a normal thing for any kind of male, I don't care how much testosterone he has in him, to go around shooting people. But I think it's the repression that leads to that. But there's a lot more than social repression. There's actual chemical repression as well. What about psychiatry and drugs? We're constantly being stopped from being who we are. If a kid has a little bit of a temper, they give him medication to calm him down. If a kid feels sorry for himself, we'll give him antidepressants. If antidepressants don't work, we give him antipsychotics, all kind of behavior medications. We're constantly being controlled artificially, either by society or by modern medicine, which has become nothing but a second arm of the pharmaceutical industries. They want to sell those medications. They want to say that we all need medications to live. But you know what? We don't. It's normal to be depressed on occasion. It's normal for some kids to be more hyper than others. It's normal for some kids to be sad and sometimes to be angry. All of those are normal human coping mechanisms, responses to stimuli in nature and in the environment. It's totally normal for kids to be kids. So why is it that we're stopping them from being kids? Why is it that we have to blunt every feeling? Why is it that we have to bottle in every emotion that a human being has? Bottling of emotion always leads to a rebound explosion later on. And all that anger, all that depression, all that sadness, all that feeling of belittlement, all that stuff comes out as a spasm of violence in some of them. And that's why some of these people do what they do. And you know, even worse, forget the pharmaceutical industries. What about that drug, the illegal drug industry? Everywhere I go, where I live, and in most of California, people say that pot is okay. Smoking marijuana is totally acceptable. It's not okay to smoke cigarettes anymore or to have those electronic cigarettes, but marijuana is just fine. Marijuana is just great for you. And you know what? Marijuana leads to depression. Marijuana can lead to psychosis. Marijuana can lead to the onset of schizophrenia in some people. And not only that, it leads to a lot of feelings of paranoia. Plain and simple, paranoia. I know so many people, I remember people from high school or friends that did drugs. They were always paranoid after they smoked weed. They always thought someone is coming to get them. No, they weren't scared because they did drugs. They were scared because their brain was being told by the chemical effects of the marijuana that there's something wrong and someone is out to get them. Those feelings of paranoia are doubled and tripled and multiplied over and over again in people that smoke pot all the time. And society says that it's okay. It's okay to do drugs. It's okay to do all those things. It's almost like we lost our morality completely. There's no moral compass anymore. If parents tell their kids not to do drugs, the kids just tell you, well, you know what? Everybody else does it. And everybody else's parents let them do drugs. What has happened to our country? How did we get to this point where so many people are doing either street drugs or psychiatric drugs? I think those things lead to a society that is angry, with emotions that are completely bottled up and just ready to explode like a volcano. Like a volcano that's been burning and simmering and just waiting to explode. And you know what? Some people do explode. And those people are the ones that go out and kill innocent human beings. But nobody wants to blame drugs. Everybody's pushing for marijuana. Everybody's pushing for psychiatric drugs. All the pharmaceutical companies are just pushing day in and day out. Take our stuff. You'll feel better. Will blunt your emotions. You won't feel pain. Well, guess what? Pain is okay. It's okay to have some kind of a valve to let out some steam. That's what pain is. That's what anger is. These are nature's custom-made pressure valves. It's okay sometimes to scream. It's okay sometimes to argue. It's okay sometimes to feel down. And it's okay sometimes to be really happy. You don't need medications to make you feel that way. And you don't need medications to stop you from feeling that way. Those are normal things. But for the sake of money and big business, everybody should be doing drugs. We should all just be walking around with no emotions, no feelings, nothing. Just a bunch of stupid drones. And that's what drugs do to you. And don't forget, a subdued, a blunted society is much, much easier to control than a vibrant, full of life society. A society that's full of questions and new ideas. There's more to it than just that. I can talk about drugs all day. I have an expertise in medication and drugs, but I'm not going to get too deep into that because I'm going to bore you. But there is a very simple bottom line, and the bottom line is this. Drugs are bad. Now, some instances in people that are extremely ill and cannot function at all, drugs are indicated and should be taken. But they shouldn't be taken for every little problem. We should learn to deal with the world. Humanity survived just fine before antidepressants were invented. Trust me, there were less depressed people before antidepressants than after antidepressants. But we also have to get to the core of why are so many people in America depressed? Why are so many people in our country feeling so lonely and isolated and meaningless? Like they don't matter, like their words don't mean a thing, like nobody cares. Well, a lot of that is the internet. Now, I don't think the internet is a bad thing. There's a lot of good things about the internet. I use it to learn and to study and to read all the time. But even I sometimes get addicted to social media or to this little world that doesn't truly exist. It's a make-believe world. All the people I know on social media and I argue with them, and the ones that I consider to be my friends on social media, they're friends, but they're not true friends. They don't make up for human contact. They don't make up for human touch. But a lot of people are so obsessed with the internet and the world that they have in the internet that they forgot what it's like to be with other people, to feel the anger of other people, or to even feel the warmth or the love of fellow human beings. And so the internet gives you a weird refuge. It protects you in some ways from pain, but it also takes away happiness. In some ways, it's just like the drugs I just discussed. It's just like the antidepressants. You don't feel very happy, and you don't feel very sad. You're just blah. Or in some cases, you just become angrier and angrier. Another thing I discovered about the internet, and I see it about myself as well, that it's very, very easy to denigrate other people, to act like a tough guy, to be rude, to completely discount other people's points, to not follow at all that other people have different points of view. And that is because we're not sitting face to face. How many people, liberal and conservative, if they were together hanging out, would be so nasty and so rude to each other? I think that people, when they hang out face to face and they have some kind of a social setting, they become less angry. They find a way to make things work. They find a common ground. It's a lot more difficult to find common ground on the internet when you're just screaming or tweeting or Facebooking somebody that you don't like. It's very easy to denigrate them. They don't know you. You don't know them. It means nothing. But when you meet somebody, when you meet that someone face to face, whether in a group setting or just one-on-one, you have to have some kind of decorum. You find a way to make things work. All of a sudden, you have better manners. All of a sudden, you're not rude. You're noticing that there's another human being there with you, not just another tweeter who's out there talking crap. Even the fact that you might be scared that someone might kick your butt slows you down and makes you think, and you find common ground. And to me, that's the horrible thing about the internet. It creates these lonely, lonely people who live on this weird island, and they think they matter, and they think they count, but they don't. And they lose all their social skills. They lose all their negotiation skills. They lose their ability to have compassion for other fellow human beings. That is why I think the internet should be regulated. Now, it shouldn't be regulated by government, but I guess I should say human beings should regulate their use of the internet. We should almost be forced to hang out with other human beings and try to create stuff together instead of just cutting ourselves down and denigrating each other on a nonstop basis. And there's so much more I want to talk about, but I'm going to have to take a little break, and we'll be right back on the AJ Steele Show. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the AJ Steele Show, where no topic is off limits, no discussion too harsh, no truth more true. The AJ Steele Show, we tell it like it is.
All I really want to be is a guy that gets the
Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. We're talking about all those crazy shootings we've just had in Texas and in Ohio. And we're trying to figure out what makes people do what they do. And maybe we're trying to figure out how to stop these things from happening over and over again. And I don't want to sit around and put up with the BS that the left-wing media is pushing that President Trump did this and President Trump did that. There's nothing wrong with having opinions about illegal aliens. There's nothing wrong with having opinions about areas of America that are not being developed due to the greediness of their politicians. And I don't care if they're black, white, yellow, or brown. They're trying to shut down that conversation, and they're trying to blame all these shootings on those kind of conversations. But those conversations are very important. But let's get back. Let's get back to my thoughts on what leads people to become insane. What leads them to become these angry shooters who hurt innocent people. And I know a lot of people talk about the media. A lot of people talk about movies. A lot of people talk about video games and porn. And let me tell you my thoughts on those. I played video games when I was a kid. Now, mind you, these games weren't as graphic as they are today, but they were just as violent. We didn't have guns that looked like real guns in our video games, but we just shot people just the same, or aliens, or whatever that was. And as far as Hollywood, people blame Hollywood. Now, I'm no fan of Hollywood, especially all the lefties in Hollywood. But I don't think violent movies make you want to be violent. We've been glorifying violent people since the inception of Hollywood. All those old gangster movies, all these shoot 'em ups. People were always attracted to violence in Hollywood. It makes for good, exciting movies. But I've seen hundreds of violent movies in my life, and never once did I want to pick up a gun and start shooting people. So I don't buy any of that. I think that's all crap. I don't even buy that porn necessarily is the worst thing on earth. All my friends and myself, we had magazines when we were young, and we all watched porn on the internet from time to time. It didn't make us want to be rapists. It didn't make us want to go hurt women. The question is this: what kind of effect do all these things have on the young mind? And this is my answer. I don't think they have that much effect, unless if that young mind is either addicted to these things, or that young mind or that young person, woman or man, has no other outlets in the world, no other normal outlets where they socialize with real human beings. Some people are addicted to porn because they don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. That's a problem. Some people are addicted to violent movies and violent video games because they don't have a social life. And then that becomes their friend. Those movies become their friends. Those violent video games, they become their only refuge. Their refuge from society, their refuge from the world, a refuge from their loneliness. Almost like a fantasy world that doesn't really exist. And that's how they become so radicalized. Now couple that with some antidepressants, or some marijuana, or even heavier drugs, and you have a standard picture of an insane person who feels so angry at women because he doesn't know any, or so many other men because he doesn't hang out with other guys, or society at large because he gets to read all the time about how bad Mexicans are, or how bad white people are, or how bad Jews are. And then this anger spills over sometimes to violence. So I don't think any of these things alone lead to the stuff, but a combination of loneliness and drugs and video games and violent films and the constant drone of media separating us from each other, attacking us, making us feel inadequate. Those are the things that lead to these crazies going out there and starting to shoot people. But nothing at all in this world happens in a vacuum. And the vacuum in our society was created when we lost our morality. Now, I'm not a preacher and I'm not a religious man, but religion gave this country a lot of morality, rules of society, rules of conduct, rules of how to behave towards other human beings, towards women, towards men, towards other races, towards other religions. Those are rules that religion gave us. And the media, the same media that created video games and violent movies and pornography, they constantly pushed and pushed and pushed to remove religion and the morality that comes with religion away from our youngsters. So even if somebody watches a movie that's violent, or if they play a violent video game, if they have a sense of morality, a sense of right and wrong, a sense of community, then they can be fine. All those things, when taken separately, are not so evil as long as they don't have a host, a person that actually takes them in and doesn't know how to process them. So no, I'm not calling for Hollywood not to make violent movies, and I'm not calling for them to stop making violent video games. I'm calling for people to start paying attention to other human beings and their feelings and stop self-isolating in their room with their phone, with their computer. I'm calling for parents to stop being so selfish, to take away the phone or the tablet or computer from their kids, to sit around and have them read a book, to sit around and have them socialize with other kids, to talk to them about things. That's our responsibility as parents. That's our responsibility as teachers. That's our ultimate responsibility as a society. But we all fail because it's a lot easier to let your kids sit there on the computer all day and play video games, isn't it? It's a lot easier to sit the kids down next to a TV and have a quiet evening of drinking wine or smoking marijuana. You know, it's a lot easier for the parents to be selfish and self-centered as long as their kids are sitting home entertained and keeping quiet. But is it good for society? Is it good for those kids? I doubt it. And that's a part of our selfishness. That's a part of the ugliness. That's the part of our loss of morality. Some of it coming because of the loss of church, the loss of synagogue, the loss of beliefs in a God, the loss of belief in things that center us, that create a feeling that we're not alone, that we're not alone in this universe, just isolated and meaningless, that we are part of something bigger than we are, a community, a humanity, a world. And all these things are lacking. They're lacking from a mindset of a country, a united people. And then you add to it the news media. The news media that stigmatizes white people nonstop, makes white people feel like they're evil, makes them feel like they're unwanted in their own country. These white people, these middle class and low middle class and poor white people that basically built this country, like it or not, white people built America. Of course, there were black people, there were brown people that helped them along, but really our society, Western society, was based on the hard work of a lot of these people. And what do? We vilify them. The media destroys them, makes them feel like they're worthless, like they're bad. They're all Nazis. They're all anti-Semites. They're all anti-black, coupled with that they're all male chauvinist pigs. White guilt. They don't deserve white guilt. A lot of these people are hard-working, honest, decent people without an ounce of hatred or racism in their hearts. And they don't want to hear it day by day how they have white privilege. I grew up with a lot of white kids right here in America. And I'm an immigrant, so I grew up with the poor white kids because I came here very poor. And believe me, none of them had any privilege. They worked just as hard as me. They struggled just as hard, and they struggled along with me. And the few of them that succeeded worked their butts off to succeed. Nothing was handed to them. No silver platters or silver spoons for these people. These white kids that I grew up with that came from nothing just like me probably struggled more than a lot of minorities because of the fact that the minorities got affirmative action and they got all these extra money because they were minorities and poor. So why wouldn't a white person be angry? Why wouldn't a white kid who suffers, who is poor, who has to struggle, and his parents who struggle, why wouldn't he be angry when he's constantly being called names? I totally get why some of these white people are just sick and tired of this BS that the media, which is run by rich white people, is constantly bashing them and trying to destroy them. It's ridiculous. The media is constantly attacking them and making them feel like strangers in their own country. I am an immigrant. I came here with nothing. And white people, more than anyone else, the white people that built this country, the white people who are the majority of this country, treated me so well. They treated me better than anyone. They gave me every opportunity that could be given. I never felt racism. I never felt put down by them. And then all these new immigrants are coming here and putting them down. I would never even dream of doing such a thing. I came to America and they gave me opportunities and they treated me well. And now I'm going to put these people down? They don't need to take this crap, and I understand why they're mad. They are still the majority in this country, and they have every right to be pissed off. I don't blame them. Now, I'm not saying the solution is to start shooting things up. The first solution is to vote for someone like President Trump, who puts America first. And the second solution is stop agitating against them. The media has to stop all this constant anti-white agitation. It's not going to lead us anywhere good. It's just going to destroy us from within. And that's exactly what the media wants us to do. The media that is run by all the rich, wealthy corporations, who, like I said before, many of which are run by virtue signaling white people. Greedy, rich, white people and other globalists who love to play this game of divide and conquer. This is the AJ Steele Show. We will be right back with a manifesto. I don't want to be the kid that falls in the dark. All I really want to be is a guy that gets the girl. AJ Steele, not right, not left, just right. Don't float like Ollie, don't sing like Howard, and don't cry like... Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. I read the manifesto of the horrible killer, the shooter who killed a bunch of people, I believe 22 people now in Texas. And when I read it, I had mixed feelings. I didn't know whether I wanted to read it to you. I didn't know if I wanted to promote it because I don't believe in what he did. And I don't believe in a lot of the stuff that he says. But I think it's important for people to understand the mindset of some of these people and why they're so angry. And that's why I'm going to quote a few lines from his manifesto. I want to make clear that I'm not endorsing, promoting, or approving any of the sick behaviors this jerk engaged in. I also think you should know that he talks about things that appeal to conservatives and also to liberals alike. He is very much against immigration, but is also very pro-environment, and he actually pushes the basic income for everyone. And both of these things are liberal and even socialist causes. I don't see a pure party affiliation with him, even though he does purport to like the Republicans more than the Democrats. Now, this is in complete and stark contrast to the Ohio shooter, who was an Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders fan and an absolute hater of President Donald Trump. So the other guy was complete liberal. This guy has both conservative and liberal ideals. Now, this is what the Texas killer wrote. America is rotting from the inside out, and peaceful means to stop this seem to be nearly impossible. The inconvenient truth is that our leaders, both Democrat and Republican, have been failing us for decades. They are either complacent or involved in one of the biggest betrayals of the American public in our history. The takeover of the United States government by unchecked corporations. And then he says, due to the death of the baby boomers, the increasingly anti-immigrant rhetoric of the right, and the ever-increasing Hispanic population, America will soon become a one-party state. The Democrat Party will own America, and they know it. They have already begun the transition by pandering heavily to the Hispanic voting bloc in the first Democratic debate. They intend to use open borders, free health care for illegals, citizenship, and more to enact a political coup by importing and then legalizing millions of new voters. With policies like these, the Hispanic support for Democrats will likely become nearly unanimous in the future. The heavy Hispanic population in Texas will make us a Democrat stronghold. Losing Texas and a few other states with heavy Hispanic populations to the Democrats is all it would take for them to win nearly every presidential election. He then starts talking about automation. Continued immigration will make one of the biggest issues of our time, automation, so much worse. Some sources say that in under 2 decades, half of American jobs will be lost to it. So it makes no sense to keep on letting millions of illegal or legal immigrants flood into the United States and to keep tens of millions that are already here. Invaders will also have close to the highest birth rate of all ethnicities in America. Now he starts his socialist talk. In the near future, America will have to initiate a basic universal income to prevent widespread poverty and civil unrest as people lose their jobs. Achieving ambitions like social universal health care will become far more likely to succeed if tens of millions of dependents are removed. Even though new migrants do the dirty work, their kids typically don't. They want to live the American dream, which is why they get college degrees and fill higher paid skilled positions. Then he talks about those college degrees, and I quote, "The cost of college degrees has exploded as their value has plummeted. This has led to a generation of indebted, overqualified students filling menial, low-paying, and unfulfilling jobs. Of course, these migrants and their children have contributed to the problem, but they are not the sole cause of it. Our American lifestyle affords its citizens an incredible quality of life. However, our lifestyle is destroying the environment of our country. The decimation of our environment is creating massive burden for future generations." I don't know. I think this guy is starting to sound more and more like Bernie and Elizabeth Warren than he does Donald Trump. Am I wrong? And he goes on. "The government is unwilling to tackle these issues beyond empty promises, since they are owned by corporations. Corporations that also like immigration, because more people means a bigger market for their products. I just want to say that I love the people of this country, but God, most of y'all are just too stubborn to change your lifestyle. So the next logical step is to decrease the number of people in America using resources. If we can get rid of enough people, then our way of life can become more sustainable." Is it me, or is he starting to sound more like Planned Parenthood? They don't like too many people. They don't like the population explosion. They want to get rid of future generations. So this manifesto is very, very weird. It talks about a bunch of different topics. It goes into his insanity and his hatred as well. And I don't know if there's anything to really learn from this, except for one fact. Young people in America, especially young males, are very, very angry. And I'm not just talking about young males from the left, like Antifa and all those angry guys you see at protests. And I'm not just talking about right-wing young men who seem to be so angry driving their big trucks and shotguns. It just seems like we're letting down the young men of our country, especially the young white males of this country. And I think we need to wake up, because it's not going to end very good for them. And it's not going to end very good for us, for all of us, for our whole country. We need to wake up. We need to stop abusing these people. We need to stop discarding their feelings and their whole being and their way of life. These people are the majority of this country, and they are angry, and we keep pushing them and pushing them like a powder keg. And this powder keg is going to explode. And the nasty race-baiting politicians and the nasty fake news media, they need to stop blaming President Trump. They can blame him until the cows come home, and it's still not going to be his fault. And it's still not going to be him that can solve this problem. We need to start treating each other with fairness. And we need to be able to ask tough questions without being called racists or homophobes or xenophobes or chauvinists. We have to stop with this. People have a right to an opinion. And a lot of these opinions are very, very valid and they make absolute sense. But we need to stop marginalizing Americans. And this has to start with our educational system. It has to continue with our politicians. And it has to end with the media and the corporations that do most of this damage to our soul, to the soul of our great nation. I want to thank everyone who's listened to this show. And please subscribe to our channel and pass the word to all of your friends. This is the AJ Steele Show. Take care of yourselves.
All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl. All I really want to be. All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl.
The AJ Steele Show. Copyrighted 2019.